For 9-year-old Hawra, there is nothing more terrifying than a train. She was struck by one 5 years ago near her family's makeshift shelter. Her arms had to be amputated. In this slum under one of Baghdad's bridges, Hawra is reminded of her ordeal every time a train passes by. Her family tries to comfort her and help her adapt to living without her arms. They have been living here since 2007, only a few meters away from the railway with no safeguards. Hawra's father works as a blacksmith and struggles to make ends meet in providing for his family of 2 wives and 13 children.
We couldn't afford to continue paying rent for our old house, so the landlord kicked us out. We had to live here because we had no other choice.
The Rashid's shelter was built illegally, unsafe and unhealthy, like tens of other houses here. Since the 2003 US-led invasion, slums have become common in Iraq due to poverty, lawlessness and high real estate prices.
Nearly 10% of the people in Iraq live in slums, according to the planning ministry. Many blame their poverty and lack of jobs on government corruption and say they've little interest in those campaigning in the parliamentary elections.
Consecutive governments have failed to eliminate the slums or provide alternatives.
A draft law to solve the slums problem is under revision in the parliament. It should be passed either by the outgoing parliament or by the incoming parliament.
Many parliamentary candidates try to gain votes in underprivileged areas by making promises to improve people's lives. This candidate says she will ensure much-needed infrastructure is put in place. But for Qasim Hamid, these are just false promises.
Every election, they say they will give us lands, houses, or salaries. And after they take office, they forget about us.
Hawra is too young to understand why her family lives the way it does and how she'll cope as she grows older. Like many in a country that's rich in oil, her life is already scarred by corruption and poverty, but with the added pain of innocence lost. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.